Welcome to the Professional Website Investors Podcast, the show where we talk about what it takes to successfully buy, operate, scale, and sell a thriving e-commerce business. When it comes to doing business online, we believe that buying an existing website is far superior to building one from scratch. So, if you're a career professional who is looking to become an e-commerce store owner, listening to this show will give you the knowledge, tools, and community support you need to be successful. We've got another great episode for you today, so without further ado, let's get into today's discussion, and I'll be back on the other side to tie up any loose ends. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. My name is James Sowers, and I am your co-host, and I am joined by my co-host, Mr. Ian Bond. Ian, how are things on your end of the world today?
James, they're just terrific here. It's good to see you again. Looking forward to a great show, and we've got some good ground to cover, so good to see you.
Yeah. And that's an appropriate term because I think we are going to lay the groundwork for what professional website investing is, what it means to be a professional website investor, and cover a little bit about your background and how you came to start professionalwebsiteinvestors.com. So maybe, you know, let's start with just defining what this term even means. In their individual state, professional, website, and investor all make sense to me. But when you put the three together, it gets a little muddy. So how do you define what a professional website investor is and what somebody that uses that as an income stream might be doing from day to day?
So James, one of the points I've made on the blog is that this is an asset class, website investing, that is anything but professional, okay? And so what we're going to try to do is take this and make it a much more institutional approach and pass along best practices and tips that can help people get a bit more professional framework. The asset class has problems around getting adequate information. There's a lot of different problems. So the concept around professional website investor is let's professionalize this emerging asset class.
So when you say that, what you mean is instead of your traditional Roth IRA or mutual fund or investment portfolio for stocks and bonds, we're talking about using existing revenue generating websites, acquiring them, scaling them, growing them, and maybe even selling them, and using that as an asset class to bolster your comprehensive financial portfolio, so to speak. Is that right?
Yes. And I would say that for, you know, kind of my group, my tribe, which is career professionals or corporate executives, I think that there's an enormous demand for additional income streams. Everyone is looking for something to supplement their day job or potentially use something to leverage an exit from their day job. And so if you're near retirement like I am, I think everyone's going to own a website in retirement. So that's my view of the world.
Yeah. And I mean, if you don't have a job, you have to have something that generates revenue. And in the past, that's been a pension or a 401k or something that you're drawing down from. But in the future, we're here to tell you that that's probably going to be a revenue generating website and something that you maintain and grow that writes you checks every single month so that it can sustain your retirement plan. So I think, you know, we've quantified what professional website investing means and where the approach that we're taking to it. But my next question for you is, how did you get exposed to this concept personally? How did you land on the idea of investing in websites professionally? And then how did you determine that it was a good fit for you and it was something that you wanted to take the first step and start pursuing?
So James, in my day job, I have built building my fifth wealth management platform on four continents. And so in my day job, I look at institutional quality investment management and wealth management solutions for clients. And I love to look at emerging asset classes. As I said, I think that the websites fit into that. And so, you know, the appeal for me is that for my entire career, I have found that there's an enormous opportunity when the information is poor, the track record isn't there, if you can kind of figure out the framework to invest. And so the appeal to me was obvious. How did I find my way specifically into physical goods e-commerce sites? Look, to me, it just felt very intuitive. We can have a discussion and we will have a discussion. As a matter of fact, we've planned on reviewing all of the online business models and, you know, why they might appeal to someone and what it would take to succeed in them, and we'll do that. But I think that, first of all, physical goods e-commerce websites are more than half of all of the e-commerce models out there. And I think that they're also fairly intuitive. We're all online shoppers. So that was relatively easy call for me to take. And the more that I got into it, probably the biggest fear that I had, which was the tech fear, that kind of faded away as I learned about all of the enabling technology tools that are available today.
Yeah. And, I think that one thing that maybe wasn't mentioned there, but I'm sure that you feel strongly about is the unlimited earning potential of a website versus playing the market or something like that. I mean, you can expect reasonable returns from the market, but when you have complete ownership over the growth and scale of an asset class, then you take the ceiling off of how much earning potential you have. So if you need to accelerate retirement savings, or you want to have a higher level quality of life or expenses into retirement, then you're going to need an asset class that is in lockstep with that. So I would imagine that that's probably that kind of freedom, flexibility that is typical of a lot of entrepreneurial endeavors is also something that attracted you to professional website investing.
Let me just reframe that and take a book out of Robert Kiyosaki's book. I mean, kind of in the Rich Dad Poor Dad series, he talks about kind of the two essentials. One is cash flow, and the second is leverage. And this is a cash flowing asset, superlative cash flowing asset, and because of the technology, embedded technology, and the ability to use other people's time and outsource things, you've got enormous leverage capability. So it's incredibly attractive for anyone that's trading time for dollars and has no leverage on themselves. It's incredibly generative to be able to figure out how to structure that right for you in your situation.
Right. So that's our sales pitch, folks. Like if you haven't bought in yet, this is why we think that investing in existing e-commerce physical goods sites is an attractive option. So maybe, Ian, the next step we should take is let's go back to your first step. So you were exposed to the concept, you fell in love with it, you thought it was something attractive and worth pursuing. How did you figure out where to take your first step towards becoming a professional website investor and get that journey started?
Sure. I think that the way that so let's just make the leap that, I started to look at physical goods e-commerce sites. You have to kind of figure out, what drives the value of these sites and what is the model that you're looking at. And so I scoured the internet for kind of what the right metrics are to look for when looking for this type of asset. And I came across what I think is a very, very attractive model, a number of components. And, we drop ship high ticket items, things that don't have a large brand affinity, and that people will spend anywhere from, $500 to $2,000 on and, not think too hard about it. And so those are kind of some of the characteristics without getting overly dialed into kind of all of the metrics. But what is it would drive the value for people making those kinds of decisions that would allow you good profit margins, dollar profit margins, not percentage profit margin, that would allow you to be kind of in the mainstream of wealthy, certainly wealthier people, but not, superlatively wealthy. We happen to like things that are found in the household. Americans are crazy about improving their houses. And so, you kind of combine all those things and you start to build a framework for what might be interesting. And then the fun begins and you start to do a lot of work looking at deals. And after you've looked at lots and lots of deals, something that I spent a long time doing, you start to kind of get a sense for a lot of other variables. You start to get a sense for what's attractive.
So what I hear there is you spent a lot of time figuring out where in the market you wanted to play and why it was an attractive market to enter and what kind of sites you wanted to look for. And then from there, you were looking for those acquisition targets, those existing websites that were generating revenue that you could go out and vet and validate and then end up eventually acquiring and taking this next step to try to grow them. So I'm sure that both of those topics are things that we will dig deeper into in a future episode, because I know that people are going to want to hear more about why you think high ticket items are attractive over lower ticket items, and items that don't have kind of brand loyalists are more attractive than items that are branded. So we'll get into that in future episodes. But I think that was a great description of how you got your start. So maybe I know that since then you have several websites in your portfolio, and correct me if this number is wrong, but one of them is, was it $2 million in annual run rate right now or getting close?
Yeah, last year we had a website that cracked the $2 million level. That's our biggest website. We have a number of other, I think we have a total of six cash flowing websites right now. We probably have another six that are some level of development or incubation or waiting for us to kind of focus on them. So we probably have a kind of a total of a dozen, of which half a dozen are cash flowing. And, earning money.
So that's quite the journey. I mean, you go from full stop, zero, resources or knowledge, you start learning. And then today you've got one site that's running at $2 million gross revenue per year. And then you've got another half dozen sites that are generating revenue themselves, and another half dozen just kind of sitting in the hopper waiting to hit that profitability mark. So that is quite the evolution. And I'm sure that along that journey, you have made a lot of mistakes and you've learned a lot of lessons. So what are a handful of things that you would want to share with somebody who's listening, who is way back at step one where you were and they're saying, man, this sounds good. I can't wait to get started. But maybe they can avoid hitting some of the hurdles and the roadblocks that you hit along the way.
So let me just put the, let me frame it for you, because that may sound for someone who's listening to be intimidating, but it's 3 years ago this month that that we made our first purchase. And so everything that I just mentioned has all happened in the last 3 years. And I will tell you that when you first start out, you're incredibly unsure of what you're doing, to the point of where you are, you know, racked with uncertainty. And then you struggle mightily every day, basically failing every day or making mistakes every day. And as long as those mistakes don't sink you, you don't do something so crazy and so financially damaging, you survive to live another day. And so, you know, that's what happens. And I can only tell you that it gets easier. And, you know, as anything that you would do, if you do it for a long enough period of time, you know, it's going to become easier for you. I would say that the learnings that we have, there'd be a few of them, you know, that just, you know, jump right out at me. I think, you know, first and foremost, this is really a mindset game. You have to change your mindset if you are a career professional or a corporate executive. It's just entirely different getting involved in something where you just don't have the clarity that you might have, that you do have in your day job. After, you know, 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 years. And you're not accustomed to having those daily failings. And, you know, you, of course, when you go to the internet, only read about people that are crushing it and killing it and living the life and all that stuff. And that's not happening to you, you know? And so, that's, you know, the first thing is you've got to understand that you've got to change your mindset. This is a really lonely pursuit. You're sitting here, you know, kind of looking at your computer all day long. And the only person that you're talking to is that other person in your head most of the time. Now, I was lucky. I did convince my wife when she joined me after we relocated overseas to, you know, kind of, you know, buy into the dream of building out a life for ourselves that would ultimately include owning established cash flowing websites. And she's really kind of the operations guru. She probably suffered from that loneliness more than I did, because I had the day job. I would come home and see her looking defeated and having her tell me that, you know, we had another problem or a mistake or a returned item or lost money on something. So that's the first thing. The second is the follow on, which is learning is that, you know, persistence pays, and you've got to just kind of stick to it. You know, I've said it many times that, you know, we underestimate, we overestimate what we can do in the short term, and we underestimate what we can do in the long term. I've just told you that it took us 3 years to get to what you described. And I would tell you that, you know, if you would have asked me after 3 weeks if we'd be anywhere near that, I would have thought you're crazy. So it's just really persistence. And then the final kind of learning, and I think this is something that you have to be committed to from the get-go, you got to be kind of excited to do this, is that you're kind of entering, you know, I think of it as you're kind of entering the freeway and everybody's already at speed. How are you going to come up to speed? How are you going to block out the noise and kind of give up what you need to give up so that you can, you know, kind of master, you know, kind of the choice of the, I don't know, how you've decided to participate in, you know, kind of the online economy. And so, you know, how do you do that? And so that's, you know, you got to be a lifelong learner. You have to be dedicated to doing that. If you're going, if you think that you're going to be able to kind of put in a halfway performance, I would tell you that you're not ready to do this yet. So don't go there.
And in fact, that is slated in a future episode. We are going to talk about how to know when you're ready to take the step and actually acquire your first website. So we will dig deeper into that. If you're kind of feeling uncertain right now and you're like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for that, we'll talk about how to know when you're going to. But what I heard in your statements there is that basically you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And I'm not sure who said it. I'll have to find the attribution for the quote. But basically, they said the only time that you can grow personally is when you get outside of your comfort zone. And so I would encourage you that if you're feeling kind of queasy or nervous or uncertain about acquiring a website and becoming an entrepreneur and taking that on, then I think that's a good thing. I think that's something you should lean into, because that is really the only opportunity to grow as a person and a professional and start acquiring knowledge and skills to level up yourself and your business. So I think that's a good thing to have. All the best athletes talk about when they get on a big stage. I mean, they've been doing this their whole life and they still get nervous doing something that they've never done before. So I think you're in good company there. Now, what I want to kind of tie this up with is, you know, you have this experience and you've had this wonderful journey and you've had all this success so far and you're not done yet. I want to emphasize that for the people at home. But at what point did you start to feel yourself motivated to share this concept of website investing with other people? I know you said you got your wife involved, and now, of course, you have professionalwebsiteinvestors.com. So you have some community and some educational aspects there. So what motivated you to do that? And what is kind of your mission personally and professionally for PWI and the folks listening at home?
Well, you know, the original theory was that this was an emerging asset class, that it was attractive because of the cash flow aspects of it and the ability to get leverage, which most career professionals and corporate executives don't have in their day jobs. And then as you look towards, you know, retirement, the notion that, you know, everyone's going to need more income because we're going to live longer. This is, you know, kind of a real exciting asset class for that. And once we kind of beta tested and started to have some success, I became convinced that everybody who's a career professional and everybody who's a corporate executive and everybody who's a prospective retiree is going to need to have an online income in some way, shape or form. And I wanted to be involved in it and, you know, help people form a community, learn from others, share what I know and collaborate. And so, I think that there's, strength in numbers, and I learned something from the feedback that people give me from the blog. And I try to share what I've learned, and I think that it grows. I'm involved in several forums where that is absolutely the case. And so, you know, I'm a big believer in it.
I think that the point that we want to hammer home there is, you know, we talked about how this can be lonely, this can be isolating. PWI and professionalwebsiteinvestors.com is a great place to kind of get that knowledge, get that community support, hear stories. And frankly, we're not going to tell you that you're going to be an overnight success. This is not a get rich quick plan. This is something that you're going to have to work at. And it does have the potential to be very lucrative. And it does have the potential to mitigate a lot of the risk that people might assume when they go into retirement age. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to have to put in that sweat equity. You're going to have to make some sacrifices. It is going to take some investment from you personally up front and throughout the kind of messy middle there. But at the end of the day, as long as you have a plan and you have that support system around you, you're going to be better off over the long term. And I think that's like one of the key messages, if I'm not mistaken, Ian, that you want to communicate through PWI and through this podcast.
Sure. Sure. You know, James, we talk about my wife's $2 million IKEA desk and we talk about the success we have, but I always try to be balanced in the things that we publish and point out that we have thought through as many of the risk control aspects as we possibly can. It is a lot of hard work, as everybody who follows anyone who's an internet marketer knows. There's always a disclaimer somewhere that says that, you know, who knows what your results are going to be. We don't even know what our results are going to be in the future. But I think if you think about what the potential risks are and the risk reward, in this asset class right now is enormously in favor, particularly for people with the skill sets of, folks that are career professionals or corporate executives who, like myself, have a little bit of gray hair, maybe have managed people. There's an enormous opportunity. So there's a great risk reward trade-off. And you really should look at it and to see if it's for you, to see if it makes sense.
Yeah. And I think what I'm hearing there is if you are one of those people, if you are a career professional who is a little bit more seasoned, has some capital in the bank, whatever, and is looking to diversify your portfolio, prepare for retirement, or is just looking for a new challenge. If you're one of those crazy people like Ian and I who just want to get uncomfortable and start over with that beginner's mindset and learn a new skill or gain some knowledge, I think that this is a great opportunity for you to continue learning. And with this show, we are going to be giving you a playbook and real world case studies of people who are actually in the trenches doing the work. And for better or for worse, they're exploring this world of professional website investing. And we are here to give you tactical advice, not theoretical, not overnight success stories. We're going to give you the people that are actually doing the work and getting the results because of the work they're putting in. So I think that ties it up. If any of that interests you, definitely subscribe to the show and stick around for the next few episodes because they're going to be great. Ian, is there anything that you want to leave the folks at home with before we sign off?
Well, just I would echo that not only will we talk about kind of the transformational kind of big picture things where I think I can be a little bit of help because I've been doing it for a little bit of time, but we also want to talk about some of the kind of the very transitional things and some of the things that are kind of interesting nuances that people might find very interesting and might get them excited.
Okay, I love it. So folks, if any of that sounds of interest to you, please subscribe. Please stick around for the next few episodes, at least to get a feel for what we're going to talk about. This was an introduction to the concept and Ian's background and the website itself. The next few episodes are really more tactical, more mindset, getting you ready to take that first step and helping you prepare to know when you're ready to take that first step. So please do us a favor and subscribe and share with a friend if you think that they're interested in the same kind of concept. Ian, thank you so much for your time today. And we'll look forward to the next episode. I know it's going to be a great one.
James, always a pleasure, and look forward to the next time.
All right, folks, so there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Ian Bond, who always comes to the table with valuable knowledge and insights and usually a great story to go with it. So let's quickly recap what we talked about today. First, we talked about what it means to be a professional website investor and why it's an attractive pursuit for career professionals in 2018. Then we talked about Ian's personal journey of going from scratch, from absolute nothing, to being a successful website investor over the period of about 3 years. And along the way, he learned a few lessons that he shared with us around mindset, persistence, and quickly getting up to speed because there are other players in the space that you're going to have to catch up with, and that's going to take a plan, and that's going to take a commitment to learning and gaining the knowledge and skills that you're going to need to be competitive in this market. And finally, we talked about why Ian has chosen to share his experience and help other website investors get their start with PWI. So during that conversation, we shared a lot of tools and resources. And as always, those will be linked up in the show notes at professionalwebsiteinvestors.com. I hope you enjoyed our conversation and consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. So until next time, best of luck in all that you do personally and professionally, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Professional Website Investors Podcast.